Justin, Larry, and Chalkboss. Do you want to play a game?
So I have to know, Rachel, as time has gone on, does that theme inspire you? Does it give you goosebumps? Does it make you want to pull your hair out? Where are you at with that?
All of the above.
How about you, Mars?
Oh, I still think it's impactful as hell.
All right, good. Well, yes, this is us. We're back with more Saw. The Hoffman arc, as Justin has called it, also known as the downfall of the franchise.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know what you're talking about.
ending in a pile of garbaggio, which is Saw 3D, but we will get to that. Obviously, I am Larry. I am joined by Justin.
Hello.
Rachel.
Hi.
And Mars.
Hello.
So we've been doing like fun, different things to kind of kick things off. And obviously the first time was this or that with Justin's gross question included. Last week was horror trivia that actually had good answers. Unlike when Justin did not know American Werewolf in London.
Hey, hey,
okay.
Ooh, sorry. Ooh. Too soon. Okay. But this time I have something very different.
Is it cake or pie? I swear to God.
I don't know what cake or pie is. Is that a Canadian thing?
No, it's do you like cake better or do you like pie better?
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right. Are you guys ready?
I think so.
I guess so.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe.
You have to be fast.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
That is right. Okay. I'll try.
All right.
Rachel.
Hold on. Now I got to get like hyped. Okay. All right.
Rachel, I need a person in your house.
Fry the cat, because I'm looking at him.
What's his name?
Fry.
F-R-Y?
That's the one.
Are you doing a cool fucking Mad Lib?
Justin, a plural noun.
Are you doing a fucking Mad Lib?
I need a plural noun. I said you had to be fast.
Are you doing a fucking Mad Lib?
Can I please have a plural
Mad
noun?
Lib.
Oh my God. Wow. We are really doing this, huh?
Plural noun, sir.
I don't know, man. I
All right, Mars, plural noun. He is struggling.
Vases.
Justin, oh. A verb.
Oh, dude. Okay. Do you know how long it was since I've been in school? I don't remember what a fucking verb is.
It's an action word.
It's an action word.
Fucking.
I think we have to go with
I'm gonna be bummed.
No, it's fucking, Larry. It's fucking. You wanted a verb.
No, I don't think I can do an ing. I just need the base. Yes. Rachel, a noun.
Pillow.
Interesting. Mars, a verb ending in ed.
Ed.
Yep.
Oh,
the past tense.
I'm so badly want to take this in a direction.
Do it.
Swallowed.
Oh Lord!
Oh, yes, Larry's gonna have to read this.
Hoist on his own petard.
Justin, a verb ending in ing.
Sucking.
God damn it! And the thing is, like, I know what the story, the Mad Lib is, and it's oh Lord. Rachel, a verb.
Thrust.
God damn.
Yes.
Mars, a noun.
Hot dog.
Oh my God. And Justin, a verb.
Really? Again? Come.
I have to read this, guys.
Come. I know, that's okay.
I didn't think about this, and now I'm like questioning why I did it.
Oh my God, you're caught in your own like Saw like twist right now, my friend.
Oh, I love it. Okay,
so this is Pirates of the Caribbean: The Curse of the Black Pearl.
Oh boy. Oh, no. I want you to know that I am going to single out your audio and boost it like 100% while you're reading this.
Thank you. Make sure you put some pirate music in the background as well. Jack, who makes all these Fry, I do. I practice with them 3 vases a day. Jack, you need to fuck yourself a pillow, mate. Or perhaps the reason you practice 3 vases a day is because you've already swallowed one and are otherwise incapable of sucking said strumpet. You're not a thrust, are you? Fry the cat says, I practice 3 vases a day so that when I meet a hot dog, I can cum it. And Jack says, ah.
Ah, indeed.
I have one more. Now I'm afraid to do this.
Hey, it's up to you. Do you want to put yourself in that position again?
Do it.
Yeah. We'll do one more because I thought this would be wholesome and this is very bad.
Wait. You thought it'd be wholesome? Who do you think you're talking to?
The hope springs eternal of it all. It's so touching.
All right. Mars, I need a noun.
Giraffe.
Oh god. Okay, Rachel, noun.
Butthole.
Oh god. Justin, noun.
Penis.
Oh my god. Mars, noun.
Grape. I'm trying, buddy. I'm trying.
I really appreciate you so much right now. Rachel, a verb ending in ing.
Okay. Squirting.
Yes. God damn. Justin, a plural noun.
Oh my god.
A plural noun?
Oh my god.
Cats?
Okay, that's fine. Okay. Mars, a plural noun.
Nails.
Perfect. Rachel, a verb.
Do it.
No, it's too far.
No, nothing is too far.
It is, I assure you. We're going to go farting.
Okay. I think next is Justin. I need a number.
69.
Yeah,
come on.
That was a little too easy. Yeah, Mars, dude. I need an adjective.
Fuzzy.
Okay. I'm happy you got that one. Rachel, a verb.
Twerking.
Twerk? Justin, a plural noun.
Oh man, you're purposely not giving me the verbs this time, huh?
I'm literally going right down in order, I promise.
Plural noun, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Dogs? I don't know. I got
okay,
nothing.
Okay, dogs and cats. Mars, I believe?
Probably
a verb
maybe.
Ending in ing.
Do it.
Wiggling.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, we're
Rachel,
back into
a
it.
Verb ending in ing.
Yes.
Licking.
Okay. And Justin, a verb ending in ing.
Docking.
Oh my god.
What is that?
Docking? You can pick. I'll let you pick. Do you want docking or fletching or felching? Felching.
Oh no, docking. Docking. Docking.
I don't know what either of those words are. A noun from Mars.
I don't know. Robe.
Robe. A plural noun from Rachel.
Kisses.
Okay. A verb from Justin.
Oh man, I can't tell if we're going wholesome or dirty.
we are across the board right
You're
now.
You're all over the place, my friend.
Do it.
Okay. Fingering.
Oh my god. God damn it. Mahar is a noun.
Feather.
Okay. Rachel, a plural noun.
Ball gags.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Give me my ring.
Justin, a place.
Sex shop, I guess? I don't know.
Oh my god.
Honestly, it could have been a lot worse. Mars, a plural noun.
I don't know, shoes.
Perfect. Rachel, a verb ending in ing.
Let's see. Stroking.
Yes.
What? That's a perfect stroking a cat.
Justin, a noun.
Balls. God.
So fast. Mars, an adjective.
Hairy.
Why?
Yes. Gave
in. Rachel, a noun.
Moist.
Yes.
Is moist a noun?
Oh, I think you said it. Sorry. A noun.
Justin, I'm not saying that word. You put me through a lot. I'm not saying that word.
Vulva.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Even better.
Oh my god. I'm so through up. I think it's Rachel. I believe I need a verb.
Moist.
She just gave you.
One. Oh, yeah, no, did she? Sorry.
No, I gave you a noun.
Yeah, you guys are throwing me off. It's Justin. I need a verb.
Okay.
Licking.
We already had that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Eating.
Okay.
It would just be eat. Mars, a verb.
Tickle.
Okay. A noun again from Rachel.
Whip.
Okay. An adjective from Justin. Oh fuck.
Okay. Ooh, Yeah, moist. Got to go moist. It was either moist or throbbing. So.
Oh my god! A noun from Mars, please.
Larry, I'm starting to feel guilty.
Oh no! Don't.
Nickel.
Wish was shorter. Was it? What was it?
She never nickel. Said.
A nickel. Okay. A noun from Justin.
Oh, is it not Rachel's turn?
Who did moist?
Skip. I did moist.
That was yeah.
So it is Rachel, a noun.
Larry, put Larry in the story.
That would need a proper noun, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's go with glove.
Glove. So then it's Justin, correct?
Yes.
A verb.
Oh man, everybody's going like nice. Okay, shoving.
Yeah.
Shove. And then a final noun from Mars.
Dildo.
Doorknob.
Thank you. Thank you.
I need you to know that I was right on the fence between doorknob and just knob by itself.
So, Justin, when you edit this, you can put the music behind this if you'd like.
Ooh, is it about to go wow wow?
It is part of your world from The Little Mermaid.
Oh my god!
Okay, let me write this down.
Oh
okay,
my god. Part of me wants to kind of sing it, but I
oh
there.
My god, please sing it. Please.
Yeah, you got to keep on tempo if you want me to put this music behind it.
We are making pod history right now, Larry. You are looking the future in the eyes. Will you flinch or will you
Larry,
sing?
This is your bleeding butthole. Grasp it.
What is wrong with you?
I love coming on the show.
Oh my god, this is insane. Alright, I found a karaoke version. I'm gonna try to do it to it.
Yes.
Oh my god.
God, I apologize to all the Disney fans. Look at this giraffe. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Oh god. What do you think I'm the butthole? The butthole who has everything? Look at this penis. Treasures untold. How many wonders can one grape hold? Squirting around here, you think? Sure. She's got everything. Oh, good God. I've got cats and nails aplenty. I've got who's it's and what's a galore. You fart thingamabob. I've got 69. But who cares? No fuzzy deal. I twerk more.
This is amazing.
Good God. I want to be where the dogs are. I want to see them wiggling, walking around on those. What do you call them? Oh, feet, Mars. Call them feet. Licking your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for docking, dancing,
no,
strolling
not.
Along down the, what's that word again? Robe? This is ridiculous. I'm trying to stay on beat, it's very hard. Up where the kisses finger, up where the kisses run, up where the kisses stay all day in the sun. That could have been a better word. Wandering free, wish I could be part of that feather. What would I give if I could live out these ball gags? Oh, God. What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Yeah. Betcha on the sex shop, they understand. Bet they don't reprimand their shoes. Bright young woman, sick of stroking, ready to stand. Oh, that was bad. That was... And ready to know what the balls know. Ask them hairy questions and get some answers. What's the vulva and why does it, what's the word, eat? Oh my God. When's it my turn? Wouldn't I tickle to explore that whip up above, out of moist nipple, wish glove could be, shove on that doorknob.
Somehow doorknob was the worst.
And that, you got a lot out of me, guys. I hope you appreciate that.
I've never loved absolutely. You more than I do in this moment. Oh my god, my face doesn't usually hurt this much from smiling and laughing until the end of the show.
I did not expect Mad Libs to do that, but there you go. That's and you can thank Devin because that was her idea to do that.
Oh, thank you, Devin.
Thank you, Devin. Good looking out.
Okay,
I think
Justin.
Out the ad for your Johnny.
Justin, I think we are good. You can go ahead and hit the music, and let's start talking about the Hoffman arc.
Okay, quickly, before I get into this, I did try to throw something together, but I could only find the alternate ending for Saw 3D that had, like, a good sound quality, but there's, like, skips in the audio for some reason. Anyways, it doesn't sound great, but I tried, and here we go.
What do you want from me? He didn't deserve a chance. He was an animal.
Everybody deserves a chance.
You didn't see the blood. You didn't see what he fucking did to her.
Killing is distasteful.
Game over.
So when's your test, detective?
I don't need one.
Most people are so ungrateful to be alive. But not you. Not anymore. Game over.
Game over.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, it's still going.
Oh, we're not done. Oh.
Yeah, so before we get... Oh. Okay, and now they're done. So yeah, I guess in the alternative ending, I mean, we'll get into it a little bit, I think. But it had like kind of when he was closing Hoffman in the bathroom, it had like a cut of like everybody who's been locked in the bathroom, and those audio skips, mm-hmm. believe it or not, are in the fucking movie.
I didn't even hear them.
I believe it. I've seen Saw 3D.
there was like a weird transition there where like Hoffman starts to talk in the last clip.
Yeah,
and it just like sounds like garbage. That is from the fucking movie. Anyways, I was like blown away. It's bad.
Well, we have to get to that. So before we start with Saw 5, though, I think we can all agree that when we finished 4, we had our issues plot-wise, mm-hmm. but we were probably all still having a good time. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's keep that in mind as we go through these films. So, Saw 5 came out in 2008. It was directed by David Hackel. It is his feature directorial debut. He had worked as production designer on Saw 2 and second unit designer on 3 and 4. Since then, he has directed the film Life on the Line and Daughter of the Wolf. I haven't heard of either of those, but in case someone has... this is the continuation of the story, obviously, and it is the first time that Saw didn't get first in its opening weekend. It actually lost to another horror film. Ooh. Anyone want to guess? 2009.
Is it, I don't know. I feel like Paranormal Activity became like the reigning Halloween.
2009?
But I don't know about 2009.
Sorry. Wow. I skipped my notes. I hopped. Ignore that. We'll come back to that. Save that trivia for the next movie. Whoops. I'm still thrown off by the sounding and the docking and the little
moment. I was going to cut the sounding and the docking stuff out, but now I have to leave it in.
So. I mean, I think cut it and just like let people wonder.
Good call.
It sounds like the title of one of those books that just like euphemism talks about, like the sounding and the docking.
Like, yes. Yeah.
Or it's like very dramatic. Oh, by the way, Rachel,
I still haven't been able to find that book.
It's My Sweet Adrena?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to Kindle it.
Yeah, I think I'll have to Kindle it too.
Yeah, sounding and docking would be our less upsetting than what you're about to experience with that book.
Like I said, I know what Flowers in the Attic is, so.
It's not as bad. I swear to God. Like, you're going to be like, can I just get a nice, wholesome incest plot?
While your mother's trying to kill you with powdered donuts.
Yeah. Oh, okay, this is, again, no, I'll save it for later. Remind me, I have a book thing to tell you after this, but...
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's get back on track. Again, I messed up because I was hopping around in my notes. Justin, will you please give us a quick plot synopsis of Saw 5?
Sure thing. So it opens up with the pendulum trap killing Seth. I think his last name is Baxter. I honestly don't remember. And we eventually find out that it was not Jigsaw who did it, but... Anyways, we go back to the end of 3 and 4 where Agent Strom, yes, sorry, trying to remember names now.
The Mandalorian.
No, that's
the hairpiece.
That's, yes. The Mandalorian is Hoffman.
Yes, okay, sorry, thank you.
Yeah. So Peter Strom gets trapped in the room with Jeff and Jigsaw and... Jeff's wife, who the fuck else is in there? Amanda. Is anybody else in there? I don't know. It seems like a lot of people for one room. But he kind of finds a tape telling him to like leave, like stop chasing Jigsaw. He doesn't. He goes, gets trapped in like a water jug trap. He like gives himself a tracheotomy. Is that what that's called?
Yes.
Yeah, with his pen to survive. Which
cool.
is like, yeah, that was like one of my favorite scenes from that movie. In like maybe even Saw as a series. I actually really like how that scene plays out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember which one Saw 5 is. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, that's with like the Fatal 5
Justin,
or whatever.
I give you a heads up which one you were doing.
I know. Dude, I was busy having food poisoning if you don't remember.
It's from all that poutine you've been eating.
No, it was wings and...
Don't you say bad things about wings.
Oh no, Larry had wings tonight!
Yeah, don't you say bad things about wings.
Dude, I fucking love having wings. It's the one time that they've ever attacked me, and I don't like it. I'm gonna fucking probably eat some wings later this week. Wow. I don't care. Whatever. Yeah. anyway, so the Fatal Five are all like interconnected through this like burning building.
That one of them set on fire. I've never heard of the Fatal Five before.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh yeah, that's what it's like called, the Fatal Five's trial.
Oh okay.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, I was calling him Torture B plot. Fatal Five is catchier.
I always refer to him as Rita and her booze for my Dexter fans.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, yep. So yeah, anyways, the Fatal Five wake up. They go through like a series of traps and kill. One dies off, basically, its trap. They find out at the end that they could have all worked together. And eventually Strom learns that Hoffman killed Seth Baxter, starts like chasing him, and then goes into like a weird room with a big glass cage, and he finds another tape saying that he has to like trust Hoffman and he'll get it alive. He obviously doesn't, pushes Hoffman into the glass coffin, I guess is what you would call it, and it closes, and the room closes and crushes Strom to death.
Sure do.
Yes.
Very graphically.
Oh, dude, did you watch the unrated cut?
I watched whatever was on HBO.
So you did not watch the unrated cut. Oh, boy, it gets worse. It is... Ugh.
Yeah, I don't need that in my life. And as far as, like... So the next thing we're talking about is plot progression. And for me, the biggest problem I have is that I don't need every single Jigsaw representative or stand-in for John Kramer to be sympathetic.
Yeah, I agree. It's kind of hard because I actually really, really like Mandalorian there, Costas Mandalore.
Throughout the entire thing or in this movie?
This movie and the next one. Saw 3D never happened, okay? nobody is like... Nobody from Saw 3D. It really... No, we forget that existed.
I really hope there's a dissenting opinion on here. I hope that we're going to find out that this is Mars' favorite. Because I want
Saw 3D?
To... Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, hey, more power to you. You're the only one. But I do like Mandalore. I think it would have been cooler to, in a weird way, not get a lot of backstory on him. And just kind of like, yeah, he's been there from the start. Kind of like... We'll get into 3D, kind of like how we got with Gordon's reveal in 3D.
Spoilers.
Dude, it's coming in, like, not that long. They should have watched it by now, okay?
Wow.
How about everybody else? How do you feel this film progressed our overall plot of the Saw franchise?
So I think that this one, you're starting to really feel that the wheels are coming off a little bit.
Like, yes.
It's not totally out of control yet, but that track is getting pretty rickety.
We're real close to like,
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think what it did for me was retroactively have a greater opinion for what Lee Whannell did with the previous movies. I had some complaints, and I actually, you can see how this intricate plotting is more challenging than maybe it first appears, because the struggle is real here. And I think that this is a franchise that really does is reeling for the lack of Jigsaw, right? So by killing him off and kind of having that clean arc, it, you know, would have been great if the movie stopped there, but they didn't. So now they've got to kind of create a new mythology, and because they know the only person who has like the kind of charisma to pull this off is to bring back Tobin Bell. So what they're doing is fleshing out a backstory that kind of undercuts him as sort of this mysterious puppet master.
Yeah, I would say Tobin Bell or even Shawnee Smith. Like, I think Saw
They do Shawnee Smith dirty.
I know. But
dirty.
I think Saw 3 was a fine ending to like the arc, because it tied everything up. It was, we were just done. And then obviously Saw goes burr. So they keep printing the money, and instead we get this continuation and back changing, and that's what causes the mess. Mm-hmm. I think
I agree 100%, and it starts a precedent for retconning that just it spirals. Let's just say, which honestly has made me kind of more excited for the new movie, and I think the reset. I can now understand why the reset was necessary, and gives me hope that maybe something really interesting is going to happen there.
I'm happy that we haven't even heard Tobin Bell in the trailers. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? Like, this is what we need to do.
And I'm actually, like, weirdly really happy for Darren Lynn Bousman to be back, because I think, I mean, compared to what we got in 5, 6, and 7, like, oh boy.
How about you, Mars?
I can't believe it's a thing.
I mean, I just really agree with the whole we didn't need to be sympathetic with Hoffman thing, because I think, I mean, for me, it would have been more interesting since they'd already painted John Kramer as this guy who had, like, oh, I want to teach people lessons and make them appreciate life, if his follow-up was just a pure straight-up psychopath who was like, I just like to murder.
Which, you know, they end up doing, obviously, right?
Like, yeah, that's the thing, is that's the way they end up leaning, but they, like, tried in this one to be like, oh, but his sister, you know? And so it's like, it just seemed like pick a lane, you know? Mm-hmm. And I realized the, like, let's just make him a psychopath was a later decision, and maybe they thought, but even if they had decided to go in the, he does all this based off of a trauma and a loss and whatever, like, just, it would have just been a replaying of the Jigsaw character that I, you know, would not have felt like a progression. It would have felt like, oh, we're just rebooting same character.
Yeah, it's honestly, like, one of my biggest pros when it comes to the Scream franchise is that all the killers have, like, different motivations, and obviously it's slight parody, right? Mm-hmm. So they're always playing off of it, but you never had, like, we never got a second Billy Loomis,
right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, and, like, every boyfriend she dates turns out to be the Scream killer or whatever.
Yeah, and like, and they make jokes about it, and this movie, like, Saw ends up becoming the joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. and so, yeah, it's just, it was a mistake, I think, in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if anyone has no one else to say about story progression, what was your overall thoughts, though? What did you think? What were you preparing yourself to see in Saw 6? Did you, like, did you have any guesses? Like, did you think we were going to see any new characters pop back up? Where did you think we were going to go after this?
Personally, I thought the lady who survives at the end, the five or whatever,
Rita.
I thought she was going to whip off that wig and surprise, be like Mrs. Jigsaw or something.
Right.
So I said before, I can't tell when a wig is on someone. I could tell this time.
Oh, I was like, please tell me. It looked like someone had transplanted a Barbie head on top of her head.
Yeah,
I think,
like,
even if I hadn't watched Dexter religiously, I think I would have been able to tell.
Oh yeah, ooh yeah. Where the wig budget? Mm. Yeah, a little less broken bones, a little more wig budget.
Yeah, and like, I was expecting some sort of twist, like one of the players of the game was actually in on it, because that's, you know, a plot device we've used before. And I kept expecting it to be her, because it was like, that's so clearly a wig. It's got to be like part of the plot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But alas, it was.
How about you, Rachel?
So I will say, it's hard because these movies, and unlike the previous four, they are not really distinct. So they're sort of bleeding together for me a little bit. The next one I definitely had thoughts coming away from, and but this one I think I was so focused on knowing that the next one was where it really tanked, that what I was wondering
this
was,
is
like
the
where are we
movie
going
between,
if this is still a high point?
Exactly. This is like the bridge film between, like, we're having a good time to we're here to make money.
This is like the Terminator 3.
I haven't seen it.
I mean, it's not great, and you definitely feel the wheels coming off of the Terminator franchise.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the next one, I believe, I don't even remember what the next one was.
Salvation, the pre, or
with Christian Bale, right?
Yeah.
Where he'd shoot out a a light tech or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Which I've heard that one is also not good.
I mean, they put the giant twist in the trailer, so.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. So, yeah, it's basically, yeah. I mean, overall, I think Saw 5 is, like, I mean, it doesn't hold up to the other Saw movies, but it definitely has, like, a little bit of fun left in it, but you can definitely tell that they are in it for the money now.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I told Rachel, like, you can tell that between 4 and 5, like, I mean, obviously it's a different director, but it was the studio's decision to be like, okay, we know what these people want. Let's put more of it in there.
Yeah, and I feel like it was, you know, most of the other movies, whatever game is being played is somehow connected to the other plot that's going on with the whole Jigsaw Lady, Jigsaw Cop thing.
Yes.
And this one was such a grasping at straws, trying to be like, no, but it is connected, I promise. Kind of like real desperate attempt. And it's kind of very obvious, I feel.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Usually, I mean, obviously there's that B plot that is just a series of traps and people being killed that are how we increase the body count. It's kind of, and then, but it's all justified by this very intricate plotting. And this is the first time, like you said, it feels disconnected and you're like, oh, we're just checking boxes here.
Okay. Right.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. I also watched these three back to back to back.
Wow, Larry. Wow.
So how much did you hate yourself after 3D?
I just felt, like I said, I just felt like myself having less fun. Like, whereas the first time, like, when I watched 2, 3, and 4, it was right after we recorded Saw 1, and, like, I was up to, like, 5 o'clock in the morning having a good time. The other one was, like, on a Friday, and I was at my computer, so I was working on some stuff from work, and I started watching it, and I could just literally feel myself, like, yep, this is why I have the feelings I do about this franchise. I do want to say I was not incorrect. This movie did place second at the box office. It got beat by High School Musical 3, Senior Year.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Perfectly understandable.
But before we move to Saw 6, Rachel, what was your favorite trap?
Oh, I mean, it's got to be the end smush. Because it's the combination of, obviously, how gruesome that is, but also the Mandalorian's, like, finally listening comprehension, realizes he needs to get in the coffin to be safe, and just the smug look at his face as he's disappearing in.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be that one.
Mars.
It's got to be the pint of blood box trap.
Okay, cool.
Because when he comes out of it and he you know, his arm flops over and it's just split right down the middle.
No.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. Very, very gross. Justin.
I'm going to go with the water cube. I love how it's filmed.
Yeah, that one's good. That one's good.
It makes sense why that was chosen for my artwork. And I'm happy. I mean, I'm even happier to know that you used me for that then, since it's one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Is it because you're the one most likely out of all of us to give yourself a trachea?
Probably, I guess. For myself, it's the opening pendulum one. I'm a big fan of Edgar Allan Poe, so.
Yeah.
So
there's solid traps in this one, I have to say.
Yes.
Solid traps. We're going to get into some dodgy territory coming up soon, but yeah, got some good, solid, creative traps.
I feel like the creative traps stop after 6. And then they become
3D is like the same thing over and over. Like, it's just fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I do have, I know you guys said you kind of enjoyed those fun facts. I do have, like, two fun facts about
perfect, before we move on to traps. Saw 6. Hit us.
Yeah, so apparently the choice to have Strom give himself a tracheotomy is because in 4, every time he got nervous, he would, like, click his pen. So it was like they were using that as like
you're telling me they had a plot progression planned out?
Yeah, right?
Oh.
How is
that? The greatest twist of all.
How is that fun fact, like, more creative and ties in better to the overall theme than the actual game?
And actually, something about the glass coffin trap. Originally, it was going to be used in Saw 4, and it was going to be like a drunk guy in it, basically, and he had to, like, search the glass for a key, but they took it out because it was, like, too violent. They, like, filmed it and everything.
But they had the rack?
I get, well, that kind of gives you an idea of maybe how bad it got. And the other idea, actually, for that scene was originally the room was going to fill up with water.
Okay.
Oh.
That would have been easier to watch.
Strong.
That would have been easier to watch.
No, the head thing's so much better.
Yeah. The smush is better.
Ugh. Yeah, I agree. Ugh. Yeah. That's it for their okay. I honestly hadn't watched a lot of the special features for these later movies, so.
I can't imagine facts. Why not. Yeah.
You didn't finish
them and you're like, oh, I need more.
So Saw 6 is a 2009 horror film directed by Kevin Grutert. I think that's how you say his name. It was his directorial debut. He will also helm Saw 3D. Other films that he has directed were Jezebel and Jackals. I haven't heard of.
Feels very right to me.
So I'm not 100% sure on them. I asked you guys what beat this at the box office opening weekend, 2009.
And you said this one was a horror movie that beat it out, right?
Yes.
2009 in horror.
I'm going with my first guess, which is Paranormal Activity.
Ooh, is that the same year, Paranormal?
Are you guys going in together, or are you going separate?
Go separate, because mine's a guess.
I mean, I'll go in with Rachel, because that
so will I,
because
I have no idea.
You definitely should have, because she was right.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Beat it by $7 million opening weekend, actually. All 14 right. to 21, yeah.
Nice.
The biggest note that I have, again, is trying to keep things kind of tight, is that a lot of people credit this film to changing the overall tenor in America about healthcare reform.
Oh,
what?
There is a lot of people who believe that Grutert, I hope I say your name right, contributed in a positive direction people's perception of healthcare.
I mean, there are many roads. And I'm glad that they found this one, I guess.
And on that, I just it's what this says, and there's Mars, why don't you give us a plot design or a plot summary?
All right, design might be too strong of a word, but yeah, we'll go with plot summary. So the opening trap for this movie is sort of, it's these two coworkers, they're I guess loan sharks, but it's coworker versus coworker, where they each have to like cut off enough of their body weigh the scale to get out. And I don't know anybody's name in this.
That's okay.
But
you don't need
to. I think it has stopped mattering.
The woman is the one who wins because she just cuts off her arm, which I thought she was at an unfair advantage in the first place because the other guy was overweight. And I was like, he has more things he can safely remove from his body. That sucks for you. But then she went full arm. So whatever, I guess. Mm-hmm. She found an answer. The two main, like, storylines that are happening here are just Jill Tuck versus Hoffman on the one side, and then the game that's being played, which is the guy who ran the health insurance company that denied John Kramer, you know, treatment or to pay for his treatment or whatever, and he's running through an abandoned zoo and has to save various people that he works with. So
was it
like
a zoo?
Yeah.
According to Wikipedia.
That went right over my head. Okay, perfect.
Yeah. let's see. Like, traps include, like, he has to choose between his assistant or a filing clerk who's, like, young and healthy versus his, like, secretary assistant lady who's, you know, she's got family, but she's older and has health problems. And basically all these things are making him choose because his whole thing with John Kramer was him saying, like, oh, I came up with this equation that decides who deserves care and all this. And so he's, you know, having to learn his lesson. He's being watched by both a woman and her son and then the reporter lady who's shown up several times previously. Yeah, and then never again. and the woman and her son keep saying, oh, this is because of your father and everything. And so we're led to believe that the health insurance guy is the father. He's not.
Yep.
And in the end, it turns out that his connection to them is that the reporter lady is his sister. The woman and her son are the family of a man that was denied health care and later died of a heart disease. Health insurance guy pays for his decision by being melted.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and then I guess our last little bit with Jill and Hoffman is that Jill reverse bear traps him, or tries, rather.
Mm-hmm.
And it's revealed that that note Amanda received was from Hoffman kind of blackmailing her into killing Lynn.
Wait, wasn't Hoffman a good guy? Sympathetic character? We're supposed to like him?
I know, right? Tugs at the heartstrings.
That was the last movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
Who would have guessed? Big twist. But it turns out it was Amanda's boyfriend who made Jill let him into the clinic for his issues and smashes the door and causes the miscarriage. And so Hoffman makes Amanda feel responsible, and that's why Amanda killed Lynn, even though Jigsaw asked him not to.
Remind me, but didn't we meet the drug addict's girlfriend, or didn't we see her and it was definitely not Amanda?
No, we did not.
I thought we saw him with somebody.
No.
Almost certain we did.
We saw him with John Kramer.
I thought we saw him with someone else. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Okay.
But it kind of explains why Amanda in that moment killed Lynn instead of listening to Jigsaw. I mean, I think at the time we were supposed to believe that she was rebelling against Jigsaw because he seemed to like Lynn so much more.
Yeah.
But really, we find out that it's secret blackmail. It gets so soap opera-y.
It sure does.
Yeah. But Hoffman escapes the bear trap and...
gets a Joker grin.
Gets a half Joker. And
a half Joker. Sounds like a dirty sex move.
Where was that when we were doing the Mad Lib?
And Jill runs away. Saw six.
So I will go ahead and once again just give my opening thought and then open up to you guys. As far as story progression, this is the first film in the franchise where I start feeling like the traps are mean-spirited.
Yeah.
I know that's a weird thing to say after everything we fucking watched, thanks to Justin, but like, this is the first one where my feelings shift.
Well, because up until this movie, all the traps are winnable.
Yes.
Like, you know, but in this one, someone's going to die every single time. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just the way it's set up, you know? So it's not like... it's not like he's even presented with the, you have to choose between your assistant or your filing clerk, but really if he, like, I don't know, waits long enough, they'll both be fine.
Exactly,
or whatever. Or like the merry-go-round one where I couldn't even figure out what his rationale was. It just seemed to be him just hoping to get out of this. You know, like there was no, I was listening to the people trying to convince him, you know, why that he should let them live. And I was trying to find some sort of like, you know, like, I was like, oh, maybe it's just the people who aren't throwing other people under the bus that he's not going to shoot. But then that wasn't true. So,
nope.
I don't know.
That trap is literally, like, I remembered it. That is the trap that made me stop having a good time with Saw.
Mm. Interesting.
Because there was no rhyme or reason to
it. It was just fucking mean. And we had to sit there and watch it. And originally it was supposed to be 10 people, but they cut it to 6 for time and to fit in with Saw 6. There's going to be 10 people we had to sit through.
That's the most rhyme and reason to it.
That also tells you the kind of, like, level of thinking we're at.
Yeah.
Like, that's as deep as we go with our symbolism, is that it's Saw 6.
That someone was like, oh, 6 and 6.
Ooh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, this, like, that's like, my biggest takeaway as far as, like, story progression. Like, me and Mars, you hit it on the head, right? We start changing things up, retconning things to make Hoffman a bad guy again and ruin everybody's character to the benefit of Hoffman, who we had just established as sympathetic one fucking year ago. And then, like, the overarching traps, like, it's just not even, like, it's not even, like, fun. It's not even enjoyable. It's not even, like, a chance to win.
Yeah, it's not even like, oh, you know, because the other traps, when you watch them, you can kind of, you start getting that mindset of like, oh, there's going to be a trick to it. There's a play on words, or there's something, there's some hidden, you know, detail or clue that they're overlooking. And these ones are like, nah, he's just got to shoot 6 people.
Yep, this is like, the first film, like, they all fall in the torture porn, but this is the first film to me where it's like, all right, this is literally just violence for the sake of violence.
Yeah. Agree.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there's like a grain of a good idea here. And so it's interesting that you said it's credited as changing hearts and minds. Which...
According to some articles on Wikipedia, because I actually went and clicked on them, and there are some people who wrote and think that
okay.
it was bringing... Great. The conversation to people who may not have thought about it in this way.
Gotcha. Because, I mean, one of the things that I wrote down as one of my issues was that despite it being a good idea, the execution is so strange. Like, what if
yes.
he just targets this one guy?
The executive.
Yeah.
And punishes everyone underneath of him who's just doing right. their job to serve yeah. the executive.
Shouldn't it be like a series of CEOs if he's trying to make this point? Like imagine yes. if that the little gun thing was full of CEOs for
the
different...
board? The board
yeah,
or
the
something?
The board, something like that. Some more who like not a working stiff. You yes. know what I mean? Like somebody with real decision power at the top. But this movie has a real kick down kind of vibe despite having very lofty ambitions for being yeah. this deep commentary about a social ill.
I mean, hell with the mindset of this, like they might even include me as someone who's gonna get fucked up just because I work on drug development.
Right, exactly.
I have no say what happens. I'd give it to everybody for free if I could, but that's not what my role is in the line.
One of the things that I struggled with the earlier movies is I felt like there wasn't a coherent philosophy for Jigsaw. But yeah. I will say that watching these, and especially when we get into the next one, I realized he had a more coherent philosophy than I thought he did. Because when it is abandoned, you can feel it.
Absolutely.
You can tell that it has changed. Yeah, definitely. The other thing that really upset me about this, and we've talked about it a little bit, the retconning, is that this is the first time that a twist retroactively diminishes the plot of previous movies. So yes. if you watch these and you go back and watch 3 and 4 again, the things that that were twists that like elevated the film originally and mm-hmm. made you feel like, ooh, this is so, you know, twisty turny and all of that is now like basically redacted.
Yes. Yeah, like, haha, fuck you.
Right. Like all of the emotional weight of the Amanda stuff, all of her arc is now undercut because she didn't want to do it because of Hoffman. And I feel like it speaks to a larger problem that these last two movies have, where the misogyny is increasingly coming mm-hmm. to the front mm-hmm. and the total dismissal of Amanda as a character. She is yes. not just one of the acolytes. She is not one of these, you know, faceless pig faces. Like, she's been with us since day one, and I this movie needs to put some respect on her name, because this
could
shit
not
pissed
agree
me
with you more
off pissed yeah. me off. Yeah.
All right, Justin, how about you? You've been quiet while we've been tearing in.
Sorry.
Oh, no,
Justin.
I mean, no, that's okay. No, I mean, I kind of agree. This is really like the wheels were shaky in 5. They have just been like blown off the cart by now for me personally.
Yeah.
I mean, it gets even worse. The fucking whatever we're driving catches on fire in the next one. But but no, I mean, I feel
well, funnily
like...
enough, Justin, this one is the lowest in the box office. It only made $68 million. Saw 3D actually grossed over $136 million.
I actually know a fun Ow. Fact about that Saw 3D was also like the highest like overseas Saw movie ever got.
Sure.
Like, yeah, weird. Anyways, yeah, I don't know. I feel like at this point they think they know what people like, but they do not have their finger on the pulse.
No.
And I don't know. They start ruining a lot of.
In a way
they
that
just,
like
Saw.
Like, another franchise I think about is like Child's Play. I think
okay.
the Child's Play franchise, I think people realized, or what's his name? I forget his name right at the top of my head. Who's the creator? Who's the guy behind Chucky?
Oh god, I know this and I can't think of his name.
He's working on a TV show right now with Sci-Fi for Chucky.
Yeah. And he did he's been with it from the very beginning.
Okay, I can't think of his name, I apologize, but I think he realized what people liked about Chucky. And so as movies go on, maybe they become less horror, but they feel true to what Chucky is. these movies, I think, similar to, like, Justin, we talked about when we played Resident Evil, right? They took the wrong idea from Resident Evil 4 and then kept doubling down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens here.
Oh, not only that, Saw 6 also has a pointless post-credit scene.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. Wait, yes. What? Thank you for bringing that up.
Oh, I
that
didn't
is
see
the
it.
Most irritating shit ever.
Yes.
You have to pull me in. There was a post-credit scene.
Oh, there's yes. a post-credit scene.
So it's Amanda going up to Jeff's daughter.
Jeff is...
Who is like the guy from 3. How his daughter was like... It's her going up to like the room where she's trapped in. And all she says through the door is, don't trust the person who saves you. And I mean, then it shows like a kind of a little flash forward of like the daughter getting saved by Hoffman. That doesn't fucking matter. We never get a payoff to that.
And then it's set up like it's a payoff because Hoffman's daughter then like basically breaks the fourth wall and looks into the camera. And so you're like, oh, here we go. Okay, so we dropped the Jeff stuff that was promised at the end of 3. That's annoying, but I can move on. But then to have a post-credit scene where it seems like we're setting something up with this daughter and to just be like, is irritating shit.
I just thought of something.
I'm happy I didn't see that because that would just piss me off.
It would have.
Can you imagine if she comes back in Spiral?
She will.
What if she's the girl in the doing the voice?
I honestly fully expect this franchise to put distance up.
Yeah, I think
I
so
hope
too.
I hope they do.
I think really the most though I think the one they would honestly tie into is the first one.
I mean, Don Mancini, definitely getting back.
By the way,
yeah, Don Mancini. Yeah, I mean, I think they're getting back to their roots. They're getting away from all of this, like they burned down a building, they must die, to Crooked Cops, which is where this kind not necessarily started, but was kind of the core of it in some ways, and I think. Now is the time to tell that story. So,
yeah, and the thing is, you can do it really well. You can do it with like punishing traps.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. All right. I think we've already hit overall thoughts and story progression. So let's go with favorite traps. Justin, you can kick it off for us this time.
Ooh, I am because I have like asthma. I got to go with like the oxygen crusher.
Ooh, that's right. I was honestly, I was like, I'm looking at Wikipedia because I don't remember a lot of them in this one.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's okay.
The shotgun carousel was disgusting. I don't know. I really like the oxygen crusher just because, like, I mean, it hits a little too close to home, but I do kind of like the acid thing at the end just because it's, like, over the top and disgusting. But
yeah.
See,
there's not really a lot in this movie.
My favorite. If I were to pick the one that made me the most angry, it would have been the carousel, just because I just think it's just so vindictive and terrible and long, and I hate it so much. But I would probably pick the acid trip because I do think that a lot of the pharmaceutical guys are a bunch of fucking monster soul sucking bastards. Honestly, how I feel about it. Rachel, what's your favorite trap?
I mean, the one that I remember two, and before looking at the Vice one's great, but I had forgotten about it. The two that I remember from this are the shotgun one because it's so long, and the acid one. And I think the acid one is the only one that has some sense of fun about it. So maybe that one is it this one or the next one that has the like. Voice activated trap.
That's the next one.
Then I'm gonna go with acid at the end. Yeah.
And Mars.
I'm also gonna go with the oxygen pressure because that one, like, honestly, tense. It was a tense. Yeah.
That's true.
Scene.
That it, when they're like, it's holding like, their breath.
Ugh. Yeah, and it's I think the most feelings I had watching this movie was feeling tense in that scene. So I'm gonna go with oxygen crusher.
Okay. Well, guys, we are on to our second. To last Saw film, our last of this episode, Saw 3D, also known as Saw the Final Chapter. It's a 2010 3D horror film, also from Mr. Kevin Grootart. Again, I have no idea. That's the best I got. We have all our usual players back. We have Tobin Bell, Mr. Mandalorian, Betsy Russell, who is Mrs. Tobin Bell, and my guy, Carrie Ulz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, that Cariel's bring back, I can't think of the word right now, but like him showing up, that's been in the works since like the second Saw movie.
They wanted him to come back in the last movie, actually.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get into it. Maybe. We'll get into it.
He does not show up in the next movie? Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Larry, they don't know anything
Unbelievable. I'm flipping my table.
Saw
this
six.
Is unacceptable.
No, Saw 6. Yeah, they wanted him to appear in Saw 6.
Yeah.
You're on Wikipedia. Look at it. And when Wikipedia paid for Saw 6, they wanted him to come back for that one. And they couldn't schedule it.
Oh, when you said the last movie, you meant like
Saw
the
six.
Last movie
yeah.
we talked about.
Oh, I thought you meant
I'm
Jigsaw.
I'm not telling
I was like,
you anything about Jigsaw.
Oh, my God. Because if they do another fake out, like they're setting up the next
Rachel.
Movie and they don't pay it off.
Rachel.
I'm going to put the producers in a Saw trap.
Rachel.
This is some bullshit.
Oh, Rachel.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Oh, Rachel, I'm so excited. But I need you to give me a plot summary of Saw 3D, a.k.a. Hoffman
Hates
Women. The best
Saw.
Yeah,
the best Saw movie, right?
You forgot the other alternate title, Saw Takes the Red Pill. Okay, here we go. Now, this is the one that you've been teasing for a while, and you wanted to watch me watch it, and you would have just seen, like, I don't know, that
I wanted,
GIF,
yes,
like that,
I wanted that, to watch you watch the love triangle.
Like, oh, our Discord chat was on fire with just tearing this movie apart.
Yeah, we should just like, we should put together like a screen grab of our just like rage at this movie. Like in previous movies, there were times where the chat went quiet because we were actually watching the movie. This thing, I don't think it was ever not like so-and-so is typing, so-and-so is typing. Because we were hot. Okay, so all right, here we go. The movie opens with some Manosphere bullshit, as I said to Larry over chat. We catch up with Mrs. Jiggy, who, knowing that Hoffman has survived the half-Joker experience, wants to get witness protection from Detective Gibson, who is giving major softcore coercion porn vibes throughout this movie.
Yeah. Had also been involved since like the beginning, which we just didn't realize either.
Oh, he has?
Wasn't he around? Didn't they tie
probably.
Him in to like, the opening
no,
stuff?
No, he is like brand new for this.
I thought they tried to tie him in as like a character we should have known.
Nope. I think they tried to tie him in as someone who knew Hoffman.
Okay,
yes,
anyway,
they
sorry.
Did try to do that.
It
yes.
is all blurred together. I apologize.
Yeah,
like, nobody,
right. This is
nobody
just one,
blames you.
Okay.
This is just one giant fever dream at this point.
I mean, there is no retcon they will not do. There is no bottom. So I wouldn't blame you if you thought that was true. All right. So Hoffman is off killing Nazis, which is pretty cool, I guess. But the main trap plot revolves around this self-help guru who has claimed to have survived Jigsaw, but lied about it for some book deal opportunities. So now he is he's like a guru that like does self-help groups, and Hoffman does not appreciate this, or I guess ostensibly Jigsaw does not appreciate this, because we see a very upset book signing experience. But
oh, you mean when he's got his hat backwards and he's very much
I
like
know!
GIF
hanging
of
out
like,
young
kids,
hello,
you children.
Yeah. Yeah, we were. I know you beat me to the GIF.
I know
GIF
I have
on that
on
one. I was
speed
like, damn it!
Dial.
Oh, you did? Because yeah, that shit. You spit fire.
I knew it was
like,
coming.
All right, so they take him to be, and he has to, him and all of his accomplices are tested, and it's kind of like the previous movie where it's like one dude and a bunch of unwinnable traps, and he is not very good at saving people. Let's see what else. Okay, so Gibson is on the trail of Hoffman, and a lot of things happen, a lot of clues. I believe there's some zoom and enhance of audio that occurs in this movie.
Oh, that was fun.
Oh, it was something. It was a thing that happened. And eventually they make their way back to the police station where Mrs. Jigsaw is being secreted away. But Hoffman, in addition to a lot of voice-activated technology, also has a turret gun. And he, like, end of Breaking Bad's out a turret. And kills everybody, including Mrs. Jigsaw, with the old school reverse bear trap. I will say it was nice to see the old one and like the new one versus the half Joker one. Like the series itself, only the OG should be acceptable. Yes. And so he decides, or he kills her off, and now he's going to go off and live his post-Jigsaw life. But twist, Dr. Gibson?
Lawrence Gordon.
All right. Lawrence, whatever his name is. Gordon, yeah. So Dr. Gordon, turns out he had survived. He had been in Jigsaw's hospital of recruitment and mind expansion. I don't know. And he now is running sort of like a piggy face cult. And they snatch up Hoffman because his job was to guard Mrs. Jigsaw, which, spoiler alert, he did not do a very good job of. End of movie.
So again, a couple of things for me just to set the tone. I loved seeing Pierre Despereaux back. I did.
Yeah, of course.
It was cool. We got a tease at the beginning, and then we brought him back in. So that is the best thing. The thing about this movie, there's two things that really stick out that I've never been able to shake. And this is even back like before I started taking women's studies classes. This movie hates women. Full stop.
Hates them.
Like, actively, hey, aggressively fucking hates them.
I will say, I talked to Rachel a little bit about it after this movie, but I think the whole series up to this point has an issue with that because they literally kill off all of their strong female characters.
I mean, they kill off...
Yeah, but this is, like, vindictive.
Yeah, but this one just felt different.
Oh, this one is... I mean, I think Rachel put it best. It feels very porno-y.
Yeah.
And this is when they talk about torture porn, this is what they're talking about.
This is it. Yeah, this is it.
And then the final big takeaway I have is I still, even this time, I hated watching Mrs. Jigsaw die.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure what, I mean, obviously she has blood in her hand, she's not perfect, but there is just something, and we have to watch her die twice.
Yep. Oh yeah, with the, how is it called?
Dream sequences.
Like...
Yeah, and it's, and I don't know what it... I don't know what it is about it, but like that has always stuck with me and always like upset me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not sure why, but that's just something I've never been able to shake.
Well, go ahead.
Sorry. Well, I just real quickly about the dream sequence. I mean, aside from it being a dream sequence, they still like they rip her in half and they're like, but we're still going to show her boobs. And
yeah.
Like, yeah. Really? Yes. Yes. This is the first of these movies where I was like, oh, we have erect nipples. Okay, I see where we're going with the vibe here this time.
Like, they're not even attached to a person anymore, but we still have to see nipples? Come on.
Yeah, this movie, the misogyny is glaring. It is, and of the dumbest variety.
Yes.
Like, there's no social commentary in this.
Wait, you didn't find social commentary in the first Kill Trap?
I'm sorry. No valuable social commentary.
I'm sorry.
I stand corrected. That opening scene is like a total jerk-off fantasy from every incel thread ever.
Yes.
Like, the men, like, you know, turning on each other and then men walking away, essentially. Is
yep.
I
think
we're
breaking up with you, Karen.
Oh my God. Every single, like, I mean,
as the crowd watches and almost cheers.
Yeah, it's glaring how much the writers or director or whoever was behind this dislikes women and sees them as grist for a meal. I mean, like, even when we get to the end, there's one female character who women in this movie fall into the two typical stereotypical camps, right? There you have your whore at the beginning, and then there is this Madonna-like character that is the wife who does nothing but like simper and give sympathetic eyes to her lying piece of shit husband.
Yep.
And we watch her dispatched in gruesome fashion.
How
no opportunity
fucking
to
bad was that, dude?
I mean, it was gross and upsetting, but it was also just, I feel like, this movie in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And it bookended that beginning in a way that I really was like, all right, I see you. I see what you have to say. And it is some basic misogynist bullshit.
Yes.
And this movie is, without the misogyny, is objectively bad.
Yeah.
Like, where is the budget?
It had a budget.
It looks cheap.
It went to 3D.
That's because it was 3D.
It went to all the 3D.
Man.
$20 million put this movie together.
The blood looks fake. Like, everything about it. And then the performances are
fun fact. Did you guys ever watch the show Scream Queens on Sci-Fi?
I watched the first episode. Does that count?
Are you talking about the...
It was like to find a new final girl. Like,
okay.
So
it's not the
one with Billy Lord.
Yeah, and... not that one.
Oh no. Okay. So the girl who got her head crushed by her Nazi boyfriend, she was the winner of Scream Queens.
Talk about a dubious prize.
This thing is rough. I feel better. I mean, like I said, we got to see Cary Elwes again, right? We got to see Linkin Park in this movie. Like, we got to see a lot of like people who we know from outside the franchise and inside the franchise. But I can't help feeling that this is the point in the franchise where the torture porn takes over. The misogynistic roots that had always kind of been there overpower.
Oh yeah.
And that's why I said I wanted your reaction after you watched the opening sequence, because like, this was back when I watched this fucking movie at West Point. Like, I was in full toxic masculine environment, and I fucking knew, like, okay, this is too much. And
I mean, hey, this movie, you got to also remember, too, they were going yearly at this point since, what, 2004?
I think so.
This is the last movie. So it was this in 2010, and then they took 7 years off.
Yeah. Jake Sucker.
Like, even they knew that it was horrible. I mean, obviously, it didn't make a ton of money, but yeah.
Did they
take 7 years off this was movie seven?
So, oh God. So the thing too is, though, is originally this was gonna be two movies.
What?
They were going to stretch this into two movies, but because Saw 6 did so bad, they crammed it into one.
Good God!
Can you fucking imagine?
If we had to do another week,
I mean, I will say apparently the second half of the movie was gonna be like kind of basically take place after the end of this one. So we'd like find it a bit like the cult and stuff, but
okay. I was like, there were no more women to kill. What were they gonna do?
They would have found some.
They would find some.
Turns out it was all a dream sequence. Let's kill these bitches again.
I mean, if it pulled like a Super Mario 2 on you, would you really be that surprised?
No, I really wouldn't put anything past this.
Right.
I think if I would be. I'm just trying to imagine a world where this was Saw 2. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
where
I don't
the
drop
think off of quality was this egregious.
So now I do have a question for you, because I remember after watching Saw 1, you said, I'm not sure I've watched anything from Darren Lynn Bousman that I liked.
Right.
How do you feel about that now?
I mean, I like Saw 3. I think in the way that this is objectively bad, I think that movie is objectively good.
Okay.
And I think it's a fitting into a trilogy, and if we cut it off there, you would have a very, very solid trilogy on your hands.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious. So
yeah.
Obviously, that being said, I'm sure you're happy he is returning for Spiral and not.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Again, we don't know. Like, I've really kept myself in the dark about Spiral. I do like what he has done with the movies he has helmed for Saw.
Yes.
But if this movie is going to talk about what it appears it's going to be talking about, that does make me nervous.
Like Spiral?
Really?
I sometimes, Rachel, we talked about this before, I sometimes think that if this is going to talk about Black Lives Matter and police relationships with African Americans, if that's what it's actually going to do, which, I mean, I watched that trailer, that's what I think. And it just seems like a weird helmer of the ship.
Yeah, I see what you're
saying. But it was written by Chris Rock.
Well, yeah. It was a concept by Chris Rock, because I because as you were talking, I wanted to look something up.
Okay.
Both of the credited writers on this are white men.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. Josh and Peter Goldfinger. I think they did five.
Okay. Is it,
did they write five?
And see that, oh, no. So again, that's why I am being hesitant. Oh, no, they did not.
Like, but they also wrote Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah. And again, I'm not one of the people who think that you have to be black to talk on things like that. That's not where I'm at. What I'm saying is,
it's worth,
I guess,
pausing.
And this franchise, Miss Rachel hasn't seen Jigsaw, neither has Mars, so we had that coming. It goes places. It did a lot of things. And it has the potential to almost get back to its roots, right, with this. Like, I watched that trailer, and I honestly get excited and think, all right, we're going to fix it. And I just hope we don't... I hope it's not a case where we use BLM and police relations with the public as a vector to do what we just fucking did in Saw 3D. That's, like, the deep, dark fear in the back of my head.
Oh, that it's going to start out trying to say something and end up disgusting like Saw 3D?
Yeah, like, it's going to be end up being
exploitative. Okay, that makes more sense.
Like, end up being exploitative in the way that this kind of is. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's my big fear.
I mean, it's definitely something that should give you pause when... I mean, I am hopeful because I think that Chris Rock is a very thoughtful person.
I mean, and if he look at his back, comedy, like, yeah.
Yeah, and I think if he got back a script that he was just like, you know, this is some whitewashed bullshit.
Yes.
Like, I would hope
I think that... he would say it. You know, like, yeah.
Again,
especially
it,
if
it
he
is...
was the one who kind of re-kickstarted the franchise. Yeah. So, but I do think that your concern is valid.
It's because of 3D, and it's because of... It's been a while since I've seen Jigsaw, and I remember liking it more than 3D. But
I
you saw 3D.
You if it gets better.
but 3D is such a fucking low bar.
Yeah, that is true.
I agree. All right,
where does Jigsaw, in your opinion, land on in this scale? Like, if
I don't
if
think,
3D
wait,
is
I don't
the,
think we can tell you.
I ain't telling you nothing, girl. I'm just saying I liked it more than 3D is the bottom.
You guys have been telling me, like, look out, this one's it's about to get rough, like, multiple times. So I thought maybe you could...
No, we actually have to review this next one. You gotta give scores.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, that's fair.
I will just say 3D is the bottom.
Yes, absolutely.
Like,
that is a relief.
Below the dirt bottom.
That is a relief, because...
Because this one's rough.
But yeah, I guess I haven't really talked to you guys about my fears for Spiral, but that is my fear, is that... I'm getting excited because I saw what Saw could be as a franchise.
Mm-hmm.
But now we went through the bad shit.
I also think Saw is very, very much a product of the time that it came out. And so if it is good at reflecting sort of the temperature of the horror genre at the time that it's released, a Saw movie now in our current sort of horror dialogue, political period... could be very interesting.
Yeah. It really could. Like I... So they played the trailer before we went and saw Mortal Kombat last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Was that your first time seeing it?
The full trailer, yes. I actually stopped the last time because I'm always afraid of Halloween 2018.
Oh. Did they spoil a bunch of... I hardly ever watch trailers, so I don't think I watched that one.
I love Michael Myers. Anybody who listens knows that. But in the lead-up trailer before Halloween 2018 came out, the trailer had the sequence where Michael was walking between the houses. Like, that continuous shot of him, like, going in and out of the houses.
Oh, no! That's such a great scene!
Yeah, so it was so obviously it was a great, like... It was great trailer because it was a great part of the movie, but that was also the most cinematic part of the movie, and it was ruined.
Yeah, that sucks. I remember seeing a little bit. The one little thing I saw was the teeth, and I was like, "Dang, I wish I hadn't seen that." But I had no idea they killed that Yeah, that's
actually, I mean, Justin knows. Like, that's one of the reasons why, like, I actually have Justin screen trailers for me.
Oh, that's Justin, good to I love have.
I love. Yeah, I don't care. I'm like,
you know what? I have a friend who does not care about spoilers at all. I'm gonna start making her pre-screen them. For me.
It's the reason why I haven't played any of the Resident Evil 8 demos is because asked Justin if they were going to be like 7's demo or if like actual gameplay. He's like, no, it's actual gameplay. Like, I'm buying 8 no matter what. Like, I don't care what I would find out.
Yeah, I'm already sold. Why would I spoil anything for myself? Trailers are supposed to, like, get you excited, but if you're already there, all you can do is see some shit out of context that is going to ruin the surprise.
The 90s trailers were the best. They had that voiceover guy who was fantastic. They showed a bunch of scenes out of incongruity and just told you to get on board.
Yeah. To me, the best trailer, and this, was the 90s, was the Matrix trailer. Do you remember the Matrix trailer? It was just... It was just, what's his face going, do you know what the Matrix is? Like, that was, like, it. And I was like, oh, my God, I don't know, but I want to. And then it was such a shock when I finally saw it. But now, you know, they would have been, like, every beat of that movie in a trailer.
Well, I mean, think about Fight Club. Like, if they made a trailer for Fight Club today, they would literally spoil it.
Oh.
It's like Brad Pitt. You would know. Brad Pitt is, what's his face, Edward Norton, and they are Fight Club. Like, what are we doing?
100%.
What are we doing? 100%.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's so frustrating. But yeah, I don't know, Justin, if you've listened to. You're such a huge fan of the, you know, Zep Meet Zep thing. They released the remix. Hello Zep. They released the remix. I think
21 Savages did the remix.
Wait, what?
What do you think?
So
21 honestly, Savage remade Hello Zep.
They are like doing the soundtrack.
Oh shit, dude! 21 Savage did the the song for Mortal Kombat 11, like the newest game, it was fucking great. I'm super excited. Sorry.
You do. So I actually saw on the subreddit today that you should not watch the music video for it because apparently it spoils a bunch of Spiral.
Ooh. Oh shit! Are you serious?
Yeah, it doesn't spoil anything like new traps or anything, but it spoils outcomes of traps.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Some bullshit. Yeah, I don't want all that.
So I didn't watch that, but I heard like the little like teaser snip of it. It was like 12 seconds or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's on Spotify. I just found
it's
it.
Like when toys, I
did not like it.
You did not like
it. I did not like it.
I mean, it's definitely. It's not. If you're a purist, you're.
I like 21 Savage, so I think I'm inclined to be very excited.
Yeah, you may like it. I think if you're a purist, it is such a divergence from the original. I could see being like.
I mean, I will definitely give listening the full thing a shot, but I know like the teaser that they put out, I did not like.
Yeah, the whole thing's out, Justin. Like,
I'll have to listen to it then. I'll come back.
I mean, I hope. Hopefully, when they do the montage at the end, they just go old school.
They have to, right? I mean, if they're gonna do a montage, I mean, who the fuck are we kidding? they're gonna do a montage. They have to.
You have to. I mean, it's part of the. I understand now the Saw formula, and like the first time, I was like, why are they showing me all the things I just saw? I'm not an idiot. I don't need this. As they got more convoluted, I was like, please show me a montage. I don't want to see that. But now I'm also like, if it's gone, I'm going to be hot. Like, that's part of the formula. You're waiting there as the movie spins and spins into stranger and stranger places. You're like, how the fuck is this going to tie together? And you're counting on that montage to bring you back home. So it better be in there, man.
And speaking of bring it back home, since I got us off. Off the rails. Yes. That's my fault. Giving speaking my worries about Spiral out there. I need favorite traps from this film.
Oh, I can go first if you want.
You seem so excited, sir. You might as well.
It is definitely the silence circle. It like
remind the audience.
Oh, it's the one where the I'm trying to remember her name.
You can just describe the trap
relationship. Oh, it's like the key is in like. In her throat, rope.
She's the publicist.
Oh yes, and whenever she like makes a noise that's like over a certain decibel, the spikes come in, and he's like ripping it out of her throat, and it's.
I forgot. Oh god.
That is the one. That is like one of the traps that, like, when we were watching it the other day, I was like cringing and like looking away and like ugh. Like trying not to gag. Oh, I hate that trap.
Yeah,
but I love it.
That's the one she can't watch.
I love hate that trap so much.
Yeah.
Mars, what is your favorite trap in Saw the Final Chapter?
I am also going to have to go with the fish hook.
Okay.
Super gross.
Rachel, what is yours?
I'm like trying to remember the traps.
I got a rundown for me.
Okay, give me the rundown. Give me the rundown.
The brazen bowl is the fire at the end. The wisdom teeth.
That was pretty bad.
The hangman's noose.
No, that was stupid.
Yeah. The impalement wheel where she was like going up into the thing and he had to like lift the thing.
Yeah, that was just because they were like, this is 3D. Let's make more 3D things.
The lawnmower trap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The horsepower trap.
Oh, is that the car?
That was the Nazis, yeah. And the public execution trap, which is the...
Okay. That. Right. Yeah. The red pill trap. Got it. Yeah. So for victims would be the horsepower trap, but I think the one... I mean, it's the one I remember because it is now in my trauma brain, and I can no longer tell if I'm still watching it or watched it in the past. Has to be the fish hook.
I was going to say, sorry, they also include the sentry gun trap in there, just in case that's your favorite as well.
What was the lawnmower trap? I don't remember what that means.
It was in it for like 2 seconds. It was like the one of the ladies' like flashbacks. When she's like telling her story. This terrible thing happened to me and a terrible event, you know?
Yeah.
That lady, she's like on TV. Oh my God. What? I don't know if it's the acting or the writing, but God.
Both.
I just can't get over the fact that the main guy is Sean Patrick Flannery. Like, he looks unrecognizable.
Yeah. Oh my God. Is that him?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's why I was like, that's young Indiana Jones. What the fuck? Mm. Did he have, like, bad work done? I can't tell. Doesn't matter.
So, my favorite trap was, without a doubt, the love triangle. It was nice to see a girl get what was coming to her for playing.
Oh,
her.
Fuck off! Holy shit, who was like, this is a great idea?
The delivery on that was so good.
No, my favorite is actually Hoffman getting locked in the room.
Oh yeah,
like the final.
Yeah, and bathroom. For him to not actually have an escape from there, for Pierre to like kind of bring it all full circle.
Yeah.
I mean, and that room is just like, it's like that room in the room where Jigsaw dies is like two of the most iconic like locations in all of the Saw franchise. And since Hoffman had just become so ungoddamn bearable throughout this whole thing, like to see him trapped in there in a way that we knew he wasn't getting out by Gordon, I was happy.
I did kind of like that what started with a saw ended with no saw for you.
Yep. You don't earn the saw.
I mean, it was kind of like what the movie did to the audience as well. Like, we're just going to take this away from you. Can I just say, I forgot one other thing that irritated me about this is how petty the central plot is for this one. The Jigsaw is punishing him for pretending to have been through his torture camp. You would think that if Jigsaw really wants to educate people about appreciating your life, he'd be like, okay, this guy's full of shit, but like he gets it and he's like helping other people get it, and now I don't have to spend all of my gear budget to teach them. Like,
yeah, because he doesn't want to kill people, remember?
Like, he franchised, like,
yeah,
you know,
if anything, it's on point or on character for Hoffman, right? He didn't want to share that credit,
except for that they were in the envelopes. Right? Weren't they? Wasn't he one of the people in the envelopes? I don't know.
Yes, he was.
Oh, that's right. God damn it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the last thing we need to talk about before we head into the closing, Justin and I know what Jigsaw holds for us.
Oh, first, I have a couple fun facts I want to toss
you. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
no, that's okay. So Saw 5 actually has the least amount of deaths in the whole series at 5.
Saw 5 was the one...
Saw 5 was like the trial of the 5. Only 5 people died.
Yeah,
because
Hoffman just got jokered. Half-jokered.
That's right.
Saw 6 has obviously the longest trap, which is the carousel trap. It's like 8 minutes or something like that.
Yes.
It's got a body count of 13. And Saw 3D has the most amount of traps with 11. The highest body count is 27. Sheesh. And that does not count Hoffman, because at that time, obviously, they didn't know if he died or if he's going to fucking come back like everybody else in this goddamn series, apparently.
Yeah.
And originally, Lawrence, like Dr. Lawrence Gordon there, was going to be in the crowd with Jigsaw watching the public execution trap, because it had happened in the past.
Oh, it had?
It was like a from the past.
Note that for our timeline.
Oh, God, I don't know if I'm actually... also, the lawnmower trap is the only trap in the series that we don't know who, like, created it or set it up or anything like that. Obviously, it was, like, never explained how they got there. And a lot of the traps in 6 were, like, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Mm. Yeah. Sure.
Yep, and the Brazen Bowl is an actual torture device, and it had the same name as its torture device. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, not too much fun facts about Saw 3D, because it kind of sucks the big one.
Made a shit ton of money, though.
God damn.
Only because it was 3D, I think. You know, it's like people wanted 3D movies.
Or they just wanted to see that girl get it at the very beginning, right, Rachel?
Can you hear my glare? I think it must be audible, right?
Like I said, there's a reason why I wanted your initial reaction to that. Like I said, even in my full like immersion into the toxic male society, I was like, this isn't good.
That shit must be brazen. Yeah, right?
This isn't good.
Right? This is, wow. Okay. Wow.
So we have two things left to do.
Okay.
The first, there's a 7-year gap between Saw Final Chapter and Jigsaw.
Right.
Have you guys seen the trailer? Do you know anything about what's coming?
Okay, here's the thing. I'm less and less convinced as time goes on. I swear to God, I saw another Saw movie. It wasn't any of these three, so... By process of elimination, it was Jigsaw.
Maybe you've seen Jigsaw.
But now I'm like, did I just see, like, Hostel 3 and I'm just, like, getting things mixed up in my memory? I don't know now, so...
Maybe.
So, if you will all look into the cast chat, you will see a link.
Is this a trailer? After all of our trailer hate?
This trailer does not give anything away.
I can't watch it because it's not available in my country.
What?
Asshole.
America, fuck yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing. I'm really? All right, I'll find a different link. I apologize.
No, it's okay. I got another one. Oh, all right, Jesus,
Are we gonna like try to watch simultaneously?
Sure. That was the plan, yeah.
How long is your trailer?
2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Thank you, Rachel.
Okay, here.
Oh, sorry. Did I speak over you, Larry?
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay. No, you're all right, I don't want to be rude. I'm trying to be helpful.
That one? Because
I started
mine already. Oh, okay.
wait, we're gonna do a 3-2-1. We're gonna do it together.
Yeah, mine had like,
okay. What if you have ads though?
I had ads. Do your ad first.
Okay. All right, I'm at the beginning without ads.
All right,
I'm at the beginning too. Mine is also 7 seconds shorter, but I feel like shows a lot more.
Okay, so. 3-2-1, push play.
Okay.
Feel free to speak out loud if you feel.
Wow, I'm glad you guys aren't watching this one. It literally gives everything away.
Oh no!
You want mercy?
Women talking. I mean, production values have definitely gone up here.
Yes.
Any identification on
compared
the
to that visual fart we watched? Let's see.
That's a nice way to put it.
It's not him. Can't be.
This was on the body.
The truth will set you free.
I see they're continuing the tradition of every Canadian sci-fi actor being in these.
I don't want to talk about mine because I don't want to say something that's...
Yeah, because Justin, I'll send you the one I have because...
Well, you can't send
it. I mean, these traps look very upsetting.
You'll have
Did
to
I just see a fucking
it.
Turret gun?
You'll have to download it for me.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I could VPN my way into it.
I got you.
Oh no, needles are back.
You know what? I'm kind of digging this song. Like,
that's why. That's the main reason I wanted to share it. Johnny Cash.
The blood under the fingernails of our victim, John Kramer, the jigsaw killer.
I like the little... Oh.
This was 3D too.
Was it? I don't remember it being... Oh, yeah, no, you're totally right, it was.
Oh!
Game's gonna be won.
Hi.
Why are you guys doing this to me?
You know what? Can I tell you something, though? I've only seen Jigsaw once. I'm kind of excited to watch it again.
Well, you're gonna get the chance to.
Yeah.
So...
I can't believe I'm doing another one of
these. So maybe it's... after watching that, maybe you understand why I have my... reservations for Spiral.
I feel like we shouldn't have even watched that.
Oh, really?
Well, turns out I've seen Jigsaw.
Yeah, see that's why I wanted to know, Mars. Because I remember seeing this trailer when it popped, because I love Johnny Cash. I mean, not Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison. I love Roy Orbison. So like I saw this trailer, it had been so long since 3D, and I was at a way different place in my life than I was when Saw 3D came out. I like Jigsaw.
I remember being confused because I hadn't seen the previous six movies or something.
That makes
like that.
A lot of sense.
So I remember walking away being like, perhaps I should have watched the in-between movies.
That makes a lot of sense.
Which is probably why it didn't stick in my memory, because nothing made sense.
But... Rachel.
Should I have recognized people?
But see, Rachel, that's the fun thing is that since Justin was so kind and got you to watch all of these movies, you
yes,
now are
going
to be so fresh.
So fresh. Dude, okay, so what I'm learning is I should not watch the trailers, not because it spoils everything, but because when I go in blind, I can make myself believe it's not going to be really upsetting, and those crowds are really upsetting. I'm like very shook right now.
Well, you have some time because you got to beat Resident Evil 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe when you beat that game, which looks to be very good, you can wash it down with a fine glass of this.
I will say they were originally before Chris Rock came forward with the organ donor, as he called it before he turned it in.
Yeah.
They were going to make a sequel to Jigsaw.
I've been okay with that.
Yeah.
I've been okay with that.
Me too.
Okay. I mean, on one hand, I'm deep in my anxiety right now. Yeah. But on the other hand, the fact that you guys all like it, I'm excited for the story part. Because I do think there's enough story in these that I have something to hold on to.
What I will say, from what I remember, is that the misogyny goes away.
Okay.
The violence does not.
Okay.
Anything, from what I remember Jigsaw being gross.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember it now. Fuck. I think it was like, I don't think it was anything worse than, like, I don't think it took a step forward in how gross it is.
No.
But you're right about the other stuff. The other stuff, like, goes out the window. They almost, like, realized how bad it was and, like, tried to reverse course on it a little bit.
Okay.
So I've been like trying. I've been hoping that these are going to be exposure therapy for me, and that like I'm going to come away at the end being like much more of a gorehound. And what I'm learning is I don't think that I can be Jane.
Welcome to
the club, I'm just
Rachel.
As upset as I was when we popped on the first song.
It is the biggest reason why I cannot enjoy the Hatchet movies.
But see, it's proof that you are not just a husk. You know, you're concerned that you're a husk sometimes.
I mean, I do feel more like more husk-esque than a lot of people I know, but I'm still not at the end of the spectrum. So,
did you feel bad for Chester Bennington ripping his skin off of the chair?
Oh, that was so gross.
Oh, was he like the Nazi?
Yeah,
he was like the main.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing you can do to a Nazi that'll make me feel bad for them.
Well, I didn't know since he was the lead singer of Linkin Park if maybe you had some.
I didn't compassion. Realize that they were. I didn't. Until you said that, I was like, I bet it was the Nazi.
Oh.
Yeah, I had no idea.
All right. Justin, what commercial do we have this week?
Harry Potter, because I haven't gotten one yet.
You only have two
Mars,
episodes left.
Back me up. I have been trying.
We are busy people.
I mean, oh, I got an idea, Larry. How do you feel about this? Do you guys want to do like a commercial like
right now?
Don't do that to them. We Justin, you just made them watch Saw 5, 6, and 3D and then talk about it.
Hey, I didn't make them talk about it. You did.
Only if I can do it to the tune of Little Mermaid.
Take it away, Rachel.
No,
look
I
at this pod. Isn't it sweet?
We will save the commercial debut for Jigsaw. We will give her a solid.
Isn't it sweet?
Rachel.
That would have sounded much better.
What? Look at this pod. Isn't it sweet? Want to hear how much Mars hates feet?
I mean, guys, it's happening.
Good. You
it's
have some skill.
Right
oh, yeah.
Okay. Justin, go ahead, play the commercial, and let's head on into the closing.
Okay. I had to pull this up. Okay, cool.
Ghosts. Split souls. Monsters. Sociopathic villains. Cold-blooded murders. And nightmares becoming reality. Does this sound like horror to you? Actually, these are all things that can be found in the Harry Potter series.
It can be scarier than you might think.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Audrey.
And in our podcast, Wizard Studies, we talk about all these parts of the wizarding world, and even some more lighthearted stuff.
We can be found anywhere you listen to your podcasts, and on Instagram and Facebook as Wizard Studies Podcast, and Twitter as Wizard Studies.
Now back to your regularly scheduled horror talk on Here's Johnny.
As always,
if you covered yourself in peanut butter and had a 15 hooker gangbang.
So I had to. It's still on there. I had to.
Okay, Justin, real question. How many sounds on your soundboard are farts?
None right now, actually.
Not a solitary fart?
I have like
disappointed
the 420 air horn just because I like to think I'm hip. And then I have
420? Why is that called the 420 air horn?
I don't know. That's just what the file's called, but it's like
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not young, okay? I don't know why. Okay, guys, don't call me out on this.
I was just asking. I didn't know if there was a reason. I'm sorry.
No, I have, I really just have the Adam thing, and I have like a bunch of other, like 60 second. Like, I basically just kind of like rotate out as I go, so.
Right.
Okay.
Perfect. Just got a bunch of old shit on there. I have three outro buttons, but they're all the same song. I'm just lazy today.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
All right. So,
did you find a fart?
I knew it!
I knew I had one in there.
To wrap things up, hopefully we don't get a DMCA strike from Disney, but I hope you enjoyed the Mad Libs. I definitely did not think that through. I wonder if my wife did, and I'm going to ask her.
Devin is a plant. I played the long game. It all paid off today.
Next week, the next episode of the podcast will be Resident Evil 8.
Oh,
Justin,
God, so
myself, and Rachel will be playing and reviewing it. Mars, are you going to try to join us and watch Rachel, or...
Yeah, if you want to let me know when you're playing, I might pop on and watch, but
okay.
I don't know that I'll be able to watch enough to add to a discussion, but I wouldn't mind watching you guys play.
Okay, perfect.
We're
going to
be
Justin...
playing, like, all next weekend, or all this next weekend.
And Justin's going to be streaming it as well. I'll be in the process of moving, so I will not be, but the two of them will be streaming a bunch.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to stream from, I got to figure out, maybe 7:30 in the morning for me, so what is that, like...
4:30 for Rachel.
Yeah, so 4:30 for
and
you
Mars.
Guys too. Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just I'm an early bird. Okay, what can I say? But I plan on going all day. I was originally gonna try and beat it in one go, but I don't really want to stream for.
So
like
you thought
that
was
14 hours.
Hours?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long one.
Because
you're gonna need some monster drinks.
Well, see, that's the thing is like I did RE2 that way. But that was like 8 hours, I think.
No, dude, I beat that game the first playthrough. I guess so. My most recent playthrough for the platinum, I beat it in under 2 hours.
Okay, but that's your most recent one.
Yeah,
I, like,
the first
was
like
first
six or
fresh.
Seven. Yeah, probably.
And that was a That was rough. I'm not gonna lie. That did damage. I don't know how those.
I remember you were having a good time. I remember you texting me about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing Resident Evil 8 is the next episode. After that, it will be our final review of the old Saw movies, because this is the last one. It'll be Jigsaw. Justin will be providing the background of the film. I will be stepping into the 60-second plot summary, and Rachel will be telling us about how she is traumatized by her
experience. I'll just be silently weeping in the background.
And Mars will be there just laughing at Rachel's pain, since she has now seen it. And
just say over and over again, I have seen this movie.
As always, for this mini-series, mini-season, the links to the Zombie Girls are all in the description of the episode. Make sure you go check them out. They have a Patreon. You should go check it out and support it. Justin and I do, and it's definitely worth your time. Apparently, they're going to be doing some VC Andrews stuff, which you don't want to miss that. Mars, are you involved in this?
I am not.
It's for the Zombie Girls extended episode, so patrons are going to get to listen to go back and read My Sweet Adrena, which was a formative sexual awakening kind of book that we read way too young, but have not read since we were, 12. And it's a rough go as a grown-ass woman. It is much more problematic and also is teaching me some things about myself.
And Mars, funnily enough, if you do listen to that when they put it out, it is the number one best-selling V.C. Andrews book at my local Barnes & Noble.
That is wild to me, because it is the most messed up thing I've
ever read. Because they have the sequels and stuff to it, but they don't have that one.
Wait, My Sweet and what was it?
My Sweet Adrena. It's her...
A V.C. Andrews book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not have you a read part it? Of the Flowers
no.
in the Attic.
Did you, have you read any V.C. Andrews?
Yeah. I mean, I've read Flowers in the Attic. Okay. So that's why I'm like, so that was just her favorite topic, it seems like.
Well, no, there's not.
Apparently, Mars there, Flowers in the Attic doesn't hold a candle to this.
It is.
Uh-oh.
That's what I said. It's like, okay, I'm intrigued.
It is like I don't want to spoil things for you, but it is both the most upsetting sexual stuff, but also just I can't really describe it without spoiling things. It's a standalone book. You can get it on Kindle. You can get the audiobook.
Justin,
however you want
to
ingest
listen to it and report to us what it sounds like to have that read to you.
I'm looking up on Wikipedia what it is, because I have never read.
Don't spoil it.
Don't spoil
it.
But I will just tell you this one thing. There is a prolonged scene of a 14-year-old playing with her nipples to turn on a grown-ass man successfully.
So audiobook.
Listen to the audiobook and write
yeah.
into them.
You know what? If one of you guys wants to gift me a copy of that book, I will listen to it and I will report back.
I have to buy it. I'm driving over to the furthest half-price book in Columbus tomorrow to pick it up for $1.20.
I also want to warn you that the writing is very bad.
Is it Stephanie Meyer bad?
Oh, Larry. How naive you are. But you have to remember that half of our podcast, like, religiously read those books and like underlined all the dirty parts. It might explain why I'm able to come up with I'm very comfortable with our dirty limerick at the beginning of the show, and you are not, because you did not go through puberty reading these books.
Okay, so on that note, if that'll make you want to listen to Zombie Girls, I can't help you. Yeah, so Resident Evil 8, Jigsaw, and then the last thing for the Saw miniseries. Justin, have you heard anything about Spiral? Do we know if that's going to be coming VOD?
I haven't heard anything. I know
not yet.
Lockdown basically is over on the 21st of May.
Mm. So that's the day I get my second shot.
Woo!
Oh, woo! Yeah, I'm not sure if. I obviously I don't know what is going to open up right away,
mm-hmm.
but because we're recording
shit.
That, what?
I'm gonna see this in a theater. Can I bring a blanket into the theater to cover my face? Because that's how I've been surviving these.
I don't. I don't know. I
have a prediction for that movie. Can I? I know this is based on no knowledge. This is just what
Shoot
I think.
It. What is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I think the person who's gonna give the game over line, Chris Rock. That's my prediction.
I am hoping it's Samuel L. Jackson because I want to hear "Game Over, motherfucker."
Oh no! Oh no! I will say I don't. I obviously this isn't going to be like much of a prediction for this movie, but I don't think they are going to make it alive because personally, I mean, I don't think that either of them would be up for being in a sequel.
Seeing Samuel L. Jackson in the trailer, if you guys have seen the trailer.
Yes.
In that trap makes me think not.
Yeah. Yes. Now, that Mars.
Highly precarious.
This is going to have another level of torture for you. Have you looked at the cast of this movie?
No, I haven't looked into anything.
Okay, well, the other main character is played by Max Minghella. So enjoy that.
No. You don't like him?
Oh, she likes him. She likes how he looks very much.
Have I never told you this story?
No.
It is my greatest shame.
Oh, this is staying in. Oh, tell me.
I've only been to LA once, and it was shortly after I moved to the San Francisco Bay Area with some friends from college, and we were like, oh, we should go to LA for the weekend because it's so close, you know, whatever. We're Portland kids, like, whatever. Anyway, so on the morning that we're leaving to drive back to the Bay Area, the person we were staying with was like, oh, I know this little cafe we should go to for brunch. So we're at this cafe and we're sitting outside and I look inside and Max Minghella is eating brunch inside. And I was like, oh my God. So I'm just like starstruck. This is the first celebrity I've ever seen in my life. And I happen to be a very big fan of his. And I think he's very
handsome. From what? I only know from Social Network.
He was in a movie. This is so stupid. He was in a movie years ago called Elvis and Annabelle.
Okay.
And it was like, this is just a dumb coming of age kids falling in love movie. It starred like Blake Lively.
Ooh, okay.
Opposite. And I was just like, ever since then, everything he's in, I'm a big fan of, right? And I just like, I'm a big fan of his and everything. So I'm like just staring at him, like I can't look away. And that's when my eyes start to refocus and I realize he's awkwardly like staring back, but like looking away and looking back and looking, because I'm just locked on. So I go hot and cold at the same time, spin back around. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I was just staring straight at a person who knew I was staring at him and was doing the like, lady. I need you to stop staring at me. This is getting weird.
And yet you continued.
Because I didn't even notice he was noticing me, right? And so, like, the year after that, Handmaid's Tale comes out.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, you should watch this show. So I started watching it, and he shows up in the first, like, 10 minutes, and that white, hot shame just every time I see him. And I know that's dumb. I know that's dumb because I know that it's not like he remembers to this day, like, oh, that weird girl who's staring at me in that cafe.
Maybe he's
that one time.
You.
Like, he just, I'm not there. I'm not a memory. And yet I fall asleep at night. And that's one of the shame memories that plagues me as I'm drifting into
it
nightmares.
It looks like he's single, Mars.
What?
He's single.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe he's looking for you.
I don't know that that's the case.
I mean, it probably wasn't. The coolest for his impression.
Fortunately, like him.
You are a beautiful young woman, and probably for the first 2 minutes, it was very flattering.
But that's the thing, is that when I realized he knew that I was staring at him, it wasn't like the looking back, like, oh, there's a girl looking at me. It was, what is that weirdo? She does, cannot, what? Why won't she stop staring at me? I'm just trying to eat brunch. And I know, so it's like, and I know, like, I'm watching Handmaid's Tale. It's not like he can see me through the computer and it's like, oh, God, her again. You know, like, I know that, but, like, I still, every time I see him, I'm filled with shame.
Was it the fact that he played a coroner's son that attracted you to him in Elvis and Annabelle?
Uh-oh.
I mean, it probably wasn't a turn off. This is a topic for another day, but Mars has a... She's attracted to interesting people in fiction. Let's just say that.
Are you the kind of girl who likes Pyramid Head?
I do like
more like Littlefinger.
Oh, we could talk. I like Littlefinger too.
But do you want to fuck him?
I want to fuck Chaos as a ladder. Like, I'm not the kind of person to get tattoos on my body, but if I were to get a phrase, it might be that.
So you fuck with him, you just don't want to fuck him. Got it.
Yes. I mean.
Is this staying in? I don't know.
And on that note, thank you for hanging out. Saw has broken us, and until next time, stay scary.
It has broken my brain. I'm so sorry.
This adventure through Saw, and we apologize in advance for any long-term damage this might cause. Thank you to our patrons who help make the show what it is. We are incredibly thankful to you, truly. If you want to find the show on Twitter, you can at Here's JohnnyCast. You can find Larry at BeaverLA and Justin at PickleThing. Be sure to check out Stream Queens over at zombiegirls.com or wherever you like to listen to your podcasts. And in the wise words of Jigsaw.
Most people are so ungrateful to be alive. But not you. Not anymore. Ah! Ah! Game over.